ukungena ngenkani eCapitol Hill kwabalandeli bakaTrump mhlaka 6 zibandlela walandela umhlangano owenziwa nguTrump nabanye bakhe besithi ukhetho kwaluqhutshwa ngemfanelo. UTrump wethula umbiko lo ngosuku lolu.
We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol and we're going to cheer on.
Sisuka lapha sizahamba eCapitol Hill. Ngizabe ngilani sonke isikhathi. Sachayela izandla abanye babo, kodwa abanye sabe sibahoza kakhulu. Kasoze sithole umbuso wethu nxa sibuthakathaka.
You'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
Uhulumende kamongameli Joseph Biden uthi ukhathazekile kakhulu ngokwenzakala nyakenye, njengoba uTrump kukhanya waqamba amanga esithi uqilwe libandla lamademocrats njalo uqhubekela phambili etshela abalandeli bakhe amangala. UBiden namhla utshele uZulu ekudalele Congress ukuba kubi kakhulu okwenziwa nguTrump.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. They failed. And on this day of remembrance, we must make sure that such attack never, never happens again. The former president was preemptively sowing doubt about the election results.
Why umongameli wayefuna ukuvimba ukuba kuqhushelwane umbuso? Why umongameli waqala kudala ukwenza wonke lokhu ekhuluma amanga sonke isikhathi?
He built his lie over months. It wasn't based on any facts. He was just looking for an excuse, a pretext to cover for the truth.
UBiden uthi uTrump wazihlalela eWhite House ebona kuhlaselwa idalele Congress.
What did we not see? We didn't see a former president who had just rallied the mob to attack sitting in a private dining room off the Oval Office in the White House.
Wayengumongameli wazihlalela okwesikhathi eside engayenzi lutho, kenzanga lutho ngitshola kancane.
Watching it all on television and doing nothing.
Uphinde wathi wenziwa ubuchapha obumangalisayo mhlaka 6 zibandlela.
He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president.
Wakhitshwa ngevoti esikhundleni. Wehluleka ukuveza ukuba waqhilwa njani.
The former president failed to make his case.
Unkosikazi Kamala Harris, umsekeli wakhe, uthi kwaphose wonakala elizweni leli ngosuku lolu.
But the extremists who roamed these halls targeted was not only the lives of elected leaders. What they sought to degrade and destroy was not only a building, hallowed as it is.
Esakubonayo ukuthi izidlova lezi zazingangeni eCapitol Hill kuphela. Zazifuna ukubhidliza umbuso wakwele Melika owakhiwa ngabantu kusukela kudala, bazama ngamandla wonke ukuvikela.
That generations of Americans have marched, picketed, and shed blood to establish and defend.
Kodwa uSenator Mitch McConnell wakwele Melika uthi okwenziwa ngamademokrasi kuyamangalisa ngoba bafuna ukuthi basebenzise usuku lolu ukwenzela ukuthi babuse okungapheliyo. Uthi konke konokhu abakwenzayo kuveza ukuba bathanda ukubusa. Kwabhubha amapholisa ambalwa kulandela isehlakalo lesi edale leCongress, kwabotshwa abedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa 725 labo ababethengisela njalo bephindisa isakhiwo lesi. Abanye babo sebagwetshwa yimthethondaba, kube labanye njalo abamelele ukuthoniswa amacala athiyeneyo. Abacubungula ezombusazwe bathi kuyethusa kwenzakala mhlaka 6 zibandlela njalo akwaziwa ukuba kuza kwenzakala kukhetho olulandelayo kumbe hathi kwele Melika. Kule komiti kona manje ephenya akwenziwa nguTrump labalandeli bakhe. Kulabanye abalandeli bakaTrump abangafuni ukwethula ikulela ikomiti le ubufakazi ngesehlakalo lesi.
Abaningi bangikhona abangabasekeli bakaDonald Trump bala ukubuya kukomiti le. So ukwala lokhu kubi kakhulu ngoba nxa besala so batshengise ukuthi bayadelela
Oku kusekelwa umnumzana Thabang Nare ingcweti ezimeleyo
abaningi bangkhona ukukhanya balokhu bekholelwa indaba kaTrump ukuthi hayi yena kodwa wawina i-election.
Umnumzana Evangela Ncube ugcizelela esithi
na ngabe i-Congress kumbe iParliamente noma ngayaliphi ilizwe ingasakwazi ukuthi ikhangele lokho okwenziwa ngupresident lalo abasebenza labo, kutsho khona ukuthi kuyabe sekulontando kayiphikise esihlalweni.
UTrump kubikwa ukuba ufisa ukungena kukhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2024 loba kulabanye abakubandle lakhe lama-Republicans abathi lokhu kuzalulaza ukubuswa kwelizwe leMelika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoGibbs Dube.